one incident that happened that I'll never forget. Some guys over in North Hall decided to go in the bathroom and throw feces at each other. This one black janitor that I made friends with, he was a pastor. And so he came and told me, you know, what had happened. And he said, well, they expect us to clean that up. I said, Rev, you're not going to do that. I said, I'll take care of it. So I got on the phone and made a couple of phone calls. I say in about 20 minutes, I had 15 other guys in my room. So I told them what had gone down. So we went over to North Hall, checked out the bathroom, and it was atrocious. That was the same year that Willie Jackson and Leonard George came in. They were the first two black football players at UF. We put Jackie at the end of one hallway, and then another guy named Earl Wilcox. Earl was also big. He was at the other end of the hall. So we ran down, knocked on the door, told everybody to come out, and we just gave them ultimatum. Hey guys, y'all made that mess, you gonna clean it up.
And were they black students or white?
They were all white students. Well, what happened was, after we made the ultimatum, they called the unit, the area director, then UPD shows up. So, you know, they asked me to come down, talk to them, and they says, what's the problem? I says, hey, you know, those guys had a shit fight, and they need to clean it up. And they looked at us like we were crazy. So we told them, hey, we're not going anywhere until this gets cleaned up. So we had a standoff for several hours. The guys that had the fight eventually cleaned it up. So after that, about eight of us would go around to the different dormitories on the weekends. And if the hallways, bathrooms were really messy, we'll knock on doors, tell whoever was there, hey, y'all clean this up. If it's not cleaned up, when we come back in 2 hours, we gonna see why it won't be cleaned up. We felt they weren't paying the janitors and the maids enough money for them to do that extra work. Like, in fact, after we started doing that, I had several people coming up to me saying, I don't know what y'all doing, but, you know, we used to be able, you know, wouldn't get through cleaning up to 3-4 o'clock. Now we're through by 11 or 12. The black people that worked on campus were really glad to see us there. Like, in fact, I had this one lady that was a cashier in the cafeteria. You know, I had a meal card and stuff, so I would just pick out, you know, this and that. And the lady says, hey, bro, you don't have to do that. Get whatever you want. So I would load up my tray wherever I got. It always came out to 99 cents. So that was their way of protesting. I never forget, when I was moving in, like, in fact, my late grandfather grew up in Alachua, and he really didn't want me to come because of the racism he experienced. Like, there used to be a sign at the depot in Gainesville that says, nigga, if you can read, run. If you can't read, run anyway. Logic kind of was really racist. And like, when I was moving in, I had my roommate come in, you know, being the friendly guy that I am. I turned around, hi, my name is Joe. And I held out my hand to shake his hand. He looked at me, turned around, never saw the guy again.